This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There are fewer undergrads at colleges and universities this fall. We'll explain why. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A new report from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center shows undergrad enrollment is down 1.4% since last fall. It's the fifth straight year of declines for the undergrads, even though the number of graduate students is up. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at this.
For-profit colleges were hit the hardest this year, with enrollment down almost 15%. That's partly to do with big players in the industry, ITT Tech and Corinthian, closing their doors. But Victor Borden at Indiana University says there are two big factors pushing all enrollments down.
One is the dwindling in population of 18 to 22 years old as we get past the last baby boom lit and move to what is a trough in the population curve. And the second is the employment situation.
When there's low unemployment, like there is right now, job seekers find more education isn't necessary to get a job. Those who are going to school, according to the report, are being a bit more job conscious than before. Laura Owen is with American University's Education Department.
We see students who are aligning their college majors with expectations for jobs that will be open in those fields in the future.
Like in science, technology, and healthcare. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Stock markets were generally up in early trading this morning, but we live not on the stock market, but in the real economy. Let's check in with Lindsay Piegza, chief economist at the investment firm Stifel Nicolaus. Thanks for having us here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the government assesses the economy using gross domestic product, and then they fix their analysis. Then they come back with yet another revision. That'll happen this week. What do you think we're going to see?
Well, we could see a little bit of a downward revision to third quarter GDP, with consumption losing maybe a little bit of momentum. Of course, we've seen retail sales more recently lose speed, and with some of those revisions trickling back several months, we could see that shave off a tenth or two from third quarter report.
All right, we'll watch for that. We will also get a read on the real estate market.
Exactly. Existing home sales are coming out, and the market is looking for just about a 2% drop. The median consensus right now is 1.8%. Now, that's not a huge monthly number, but what it does is it offsets that 2% increase that we just saw the month prior. So really, existing home sales or housing activity in general has been plateaued for quite some time with no discernible upward trend. Now, the concern, of course, with rates on the rise, albeit minimally, that could eat into some of the stability that we've seen in the housing market as of late.
Yes, those higher interest rates, higher mortgage rates. We saw the highest in 2 years, according to the data that we saw last week. Lindsay Piegza at Stifel Nicolaus, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, over the weekend, the president of Venezuela reversed course and said the most used banknote in that country would still be good until January 2nd now. Nicolas Maduro's government stunned the country last week, saying that all 100 Bolivar banknotes had to be immediately swapped out, part of a campaign to quash the country's raging black market. Poor people without bank accounts were hit especially hard, and there's been rioting. Marketplace is a nonprofit service supported by you, the people we serve each and every day with news about money, jobs, innovation in all of their forms. I'm here to ask if you could make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Any amount that you can handle counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. If you could, donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. Now to a maybe underreported part of the transition in Washington, the shift from Barack Obama memorabilia to Donald Trump memorabilia. It's a big thing in D.C., as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer confirms.
Donald Trump hats are selling out. Hillary Clinton is on clearance. The results of the presidential election are on stark display at the Washington Welcome Center, a souvenir shop in downtown Washington. Assistant store manager Michelle Washington points to a forlorn stack of T-shirts sporting Clinton's face.
It was $17.99. They're marked down to $8.98 because she didn't win the election, so we don't want to be stuck with it.
Michelle Washington says they started getting new President Trump merchandise the day after the election.
I have, if you walk over here on this side with me, I can show you.
She points to a window display of Trump shirts, pens, bobbleheads, stickers, and candy bars.
And then Donald Trump has his own window here, and then he has a window on that side and a whole wall.
Leading the Trump transition, a life-size cardboard Trump. It's just $46.
$2 each.
The trinket transition is also unfolding at dozens of vendor stands down the street from the White House. Dan Bjerk is visiting from Clearwater, Florida, scouring the stands for Christmas presents for the family back home.
I mean, I haven't found really what I wanted, so I haven't bought much. And there's just not much to select from right now, I guess.
There's a reason for that. Just like in real life, President Obama is still around, taking up space on vendor Jay Shin's cart and selling well.
And especially with the picture with his family, very popular.
Grinning Obama and Trump bobbleheads stand toe-to-toe. Hillary's behind them, peering over Trump's shoulder.
Okey-doke. You want to see that one again? Why do you want to see that one again?
Delise Bernard and her three kids are picking up Obama tote bags and mugs. Bernard figures she spent about $1,000 on Obama souvenirs over the years.
I bought a sweatshirt. I bought blankets. I have water bottles.
Bernard is buying up Obama stuff while she still can, before the Obama bobbleheads formally hand off to their Trump counterparts. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And a special court in France has just found guilty the head of the International Monetary Fund, but the court will give no jail time to Christine Lagarde, nor will she have any criminal record. The case stems from Lagarde's time as France's finance minister, where she allowed others to misappropriate funds. It's all connected to a big payout that French business tycoon Bernard Tapie was allowed to keep in an arbitration case. Lagarde stays on as IMF chief. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.